is back to the book of 1 Timothy. We're going to look in the fourth chapter. Tonight, the title tonight, I guess you really want to call it Bible study more than a message than anything. Tonight, because it's discussion night, we're doing things a little bit different. It's not going to be preacher up here preaching a message to you. I'm going to give you a thought. I'm going to give you a verse, a couple verses, a couple thoughts, a couple questions that I want to start stirring those juices in your head. I want y'all to start thinking about them, okay? This isn't one of those nights. There's been those nights before where y'all been writing your notes and are like, amen, okay. All right. Now, this is one of those where I really want you to kind of like start thinking about things and start, okay, what does this apply to me? Okay? So the title of tonight's message, tonight's Bible study is called Influential People. Man, we can all talk about influential people, right? I mean, how many guys, when I say that title, what comes to mind? Influential people. Come on, who's influential? Somebody tell me, somebody who's influential. Influential people. Martin Luther King. All right, who else? Jesus. Thank you. Who? Gandhi. Yes, your last name. David, Socrates, Michael Jordan. Thank you. All right, Jessica, Pastor Luke. How about like Barack Obama, right? How about they're like, okay, no, I'm not talking about like, the dude won a Nobel Prize, all right? I mean, come on, he's influential somewhere. You know, how about some of those things? I mean, we can all probably think of people who are influential. You know, whether they be historical figure, whether they be somebody in our current day. Listen, you know what you want to say who's influential? I'm a pastor. You're not going to ever hear somebody say this, but how about Lady Gaga? She's pretty influential. I know to the church she's not, but isn't she influencing the lives of people? Right? How about Steve Jobs? He was an influential guy, right? What, you know? I mean, the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod, the iMac, the eMac, the Power Mac, the MacBook Pro, the iMac, whatever. Okay. So, all throughout history, there's been influential people in existence. Whether they be people of wealth, people of stature, people of great knowledge, whatever it might be, people with a vision, people with a passion, like somebody said, Dr. Martin Luther King, somebody who said, I have a dream, and they inspired people around them. There are all sorts of people of influence. And the title of tonight's message is People of Influence, but I want to turn your direction away from the common thought of people of influence being the Dr. Martin Luther Kings or the Gandhis or the great historical figures of the people of our society today. And I want to turn the coin to the other side and talk about you. You are people of influence. You're like, what? Are you talking about Pastor Luke? I'm just some dude. I'm some girl. You know what I mean? Nobody even knows my name. How am I influential in any way, any shape, or any form? The Bible, God has put it, Jesus Christ has made it a way so that, you know, he has given you the authority to go out. He has given you the ability. Listen, we don't all know this, but, you know, at some point we all hear the great commission of Jesus Christ in Matthew the 28th, go out into all the world. He says, listen, that doesn't just apply to Pastor Luke. That doesn't just apply to Pastor Joe. That doesn't just apply to Eddie or Stacy. That doesn't apply to just he or she or this or that. That applies to everybody. And Jesus says, listen, I'm going to send you out. I want each and every one of you to go out into all the world, to do whatever it is you can to get the word of God out, to spread the gospel, to talk about the love of Christ, do whatever it is that needs to be done. What does that mean? What is Jesus Christ saying when he's talking about the Great Commission? He's saying, listen, you know what? The bottom line is you are influential. If you weren't influential in the eyes of God, in the opinion of God, he wouldn't send you. Right? He would send somebody else. He sent his son to teach you and I, to teach the disciples, to teach the apostles, to teach the people that wrote us the word of God inspired by the Holy Spirit. He sent them so that you and I, 2,000 years later, could be influential in our lives. If he didn't, he wouldn't believe in you. He would have done something else. He would have sent somebody else. But rather, he sent you. You're here. You are here for this purpose. And then we are in the book of 1 Timothy in the fourth chapter. If you got your Bibles, we're going to read 1 Timothy 4th chapter, verse number 12. This is the popular verse amongst young adults, amongst the youth groups. Here Paul the Apostle is writing to a young leader, a young pastor, Timothy. And he says to him, says, listen, let no one despise. That word despise means look down on or discourage you because of your youth. But be an example to the believers in word, conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. He says, listen, don't let anybody tell you that you're too young. Don't let anybody tell you that because you're not 60, because you don't have gray hair, because you don't have a Nobel Peace Prize, because you're not the president of the United States. Don't let anybody tell you that because you're not a senator, you're not some great and mighty politician. Don't let anybody tell you because you don't got $1 billion in the bank that you don't have this next greatest invention, whatever it might be. Don't let anybody tell you anything because you're young. But he says, rather be an example. Yet again, going back to that concept of people of influence. See, if all of a sudden, if God didn't believe that you and I could be people of influence, he wouldn't have instructed young Timothy, the pastor, who in an epistle that was written, an epistle means a letter, in a letter that was written so the entire church 2,000 years could read it again and say, you know what? We should be an example. What? In our word, in our conduct, in our deed, in our truth, in our spirit, in our lifestyles, how we conduct ourselves, we should be an example. We are people of influence. And the thought that I want you to believe in, the thought that I want to get the juices in your head flowing is that regardless of your stature, regardless of your position, regardless of what you contributed to society, to technology, to the financial sector, to the world around you, whatever it might be, to the headlines, whatever it might be, you are an influential person. You may not feel like you're an influential person. You might say, Pastor Luke, I don't read very well. Pastor Luke, I don't speak very well. But let me tell you something. You are influential to the lives of somebody around you. You with me today? In Mark, the 9th chapter, just verse number 50, I'll put this one up on the overhead. Jesus Christ is speaking. He says, listen, salt is good. You know, we've heard that Jesus Christ say, you're the light of the world, the salt of the earth. I'm so insecure about this verse because Pastor Joey always grins when I talk about this because he's like, it's like my staple verse. I'm just teasing him. He says, listen, you're the salt of the earth. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace amongst one another. Jesus Christ says, listen, if salt loses its flavor, if it loses its purpose, what good does it do? It just gets tossed out onto the ground and trampled overfoot, Jesus tells us in the book of Matthew. You and I are the salt. We're the seasoning of the world. We're the preservatives of the world. We're the ones that go out and we put the spice, the flavor on the world. We have influence. Jesus Christ himself tells us that. So we are people of influence. You carry more influence in your life than you even think of, than you even know about. And I want to show you some things tonight. I'm going to conduct an experiment. Now, I'm going to ask each and every one of you to be honest. I'm going to ask all you geeks, all you smartphone users, all you people that got their phones in your hands, you taking notes on your phone, to be honest and be integral. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Don't Google them. All right, I want you to know off the top of your head, you say, oh, I know because I Googled it. That you defeat the whole purpose of my experiment. So can you give me a moment, give me a couple minutes of your time, and don't Google it. Just see if you got the knowledge based off the top of your head. Now you're like, I'm going to Google it just because you asked me not to. So come on, let's try this. Let's just see. I got two experiments that I want to conduct with you today. I'm going to ask you a series of 2 tests. These are called influence tests. I'm going to put the questions up on the overhead. Don't Google them. All right? Because I want you to see if you know these answers. Because these are influential people. These are people who made a difference in history, who made a difference in things. And I want to see, do you know influential people? Okay? And if you don't know the answers, that's okay. All right? Don't feel dumb by saying, I don't know the answer to that one. Okay? So here we go. Influence test number 1. Question number 1. Name the 2011 Academy Award. Name the 2011 Academy Award for Best Actor. Okay? Just if you know it, you know it. Just hold on. Just remember that answer, okay? If you know it, if you don't, then you don't know it. Many people know that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the 2 richest men in America. Who's number 3? Okay? Number 3. So if you know the answer, it's okay. If you don't worry about it. Number 3, who was the 3rd man to walk on the moon? Okay? Question number 4. Aside from any religious text, meaning aside from the Bible, aside from the Quran, from any other type of religious writing, we're talking about just regular literature, what was the best-selling book of all time? And can you tell me what the author of that was? Okay, if you think you know, just hold on to it. We'll come back. And question number 5, who won the 2011 Nobel Peace Prize? Now, if you think you know the answer, hold on to it. We'll come back to it. All right. How many of you guys, don't shout it out, how many of you guys know who won 2011's Academy Award for Best Actor? Michelle? What's it? Best Actor. So nobody can answer that one without Googling it. Okay, that's all right. Listen. Where else? Who said it? Eddie. No. That was 2010. Okay, so we'll skip on. It's all right. All right, what? Who? No. Okay. Number two. Many people know that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are number one and number two richest in America. Who's number three? Oprah. Close, but no. Nick? Huh? No. Not close, but no. No. No, that's what Nick said. Donald Trump. No, close. Okay. All right, number four. Aside from any religious texts, what is the best-selling book and who's the author? Can anybody know? No. No, probably close. I already told you, you don't know. No, okay, well then hold on, because I don't want to know. Okay. Did I miss number three? Who was the third man to walk on the moon? Who knows who's the third man to walk on the moon? The third man to walk on the moon. We all know that Buzz Caldrin and Neil Armstrong were number one and number two. Does anybody know who number three was? Okay, all right. And number five, who won the 2000 Nobel Peace Prize? Who? The Rock? Did you really say The Rock? Barack? Is that what you said? Obama? No, not 2011. Anybody else? Okay, so let's go over these answers just because they're kind of fun. All right, number one, who was the Academy Award for number 10 best actor? The answer is Colin Firth for The King's Speech. Oh, now you know. Okay, many know that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the two richest men. Number three, his name is Lawrence Ellison, and he owns the company called Oracle. Yeah, right? Who was the third man to walk on the moon? Charles Pete Conrad. Okay, this is going to blow your mind. Aside from any religious text, what is the best-selling book of all time and the author? The best-selling book of all time is Don Quixote. With 500 million books sold, the author is Miguel de Cervantes. Coming up, number two is A Tale of Two Cities with Charles Dickens. All right, and then number five, who won the 2011 Nobel Peace Prize? Ellen Johnson Sirleaf from Liberia, Leah Gbowee from Liberia, and Takaoi Carmen from Yemen. You're like, okay, right? Nizzle's like, all right. But wouldn't you say that these five questions are headline people? Best actor, Nobel Peace Prize winners. You were on the moon, right? The third richest man in America. These are all people of influence. Yet, my experiment was successful in showing you that because they were headliners doesn't mean that they're influential. How do they influence your life? You don't even have a clue. Now let me conduct my second experiment, all right? Here we go. Questions number one through five for my experiment number two, talking about influence tests. Number one, name a teacher that left an impression on you. Name somebody that inspired you. Name someone whose example pushed you to be a better person. Name someone that makes you feel appreciated and special. And name somebody that helped you with your walk with God. How many of you could think, pretty much right off the bat, an answer to at least four of these questions, if not all five? The most of you. How many could only think of three right off the top of your head? All right. How many couldn't think of anybody? Anybody? Look at that. Oh, Kenton, come on. You figure. See, the difference is that yesterday's headlines quickly fade into oblivion, but influence isn't measured by headlines. See where I'm going with this, guys? You are people of influence. It doesn't matter what your stature is. It doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter what your wealth is or how much you're worth or if you've landed on the moon or not. You are an influential people, just like the teacher maybe that helped you through school, the person that pushed you to be better, the person that influenced you to be a better person. You yourself are influential in somebody's life. You may not know who yet. Just like that teacher may not have known what they were doing in your life, or that person may not have known what they're doing in your life, but you are influential in somebody's life. And in 2 Timothy, he says, don't let anybody despise your youth. Don't let anybody tell you that you're less of a person, but be an example. Why? To the believers in this world, in your conduct, in your love, in your spirit, in your faith, and in your purity, in your actions, in your life. Be an example, because you are people of influence. All right? That's our Bible study. Here we go.